Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Hello, and welcome to the final episode of the Monday Waffle podcast for season 2018. My name's Stuart Marshall, and joining me, as always, is Sam McPherson. Sammy, it's all over, mate. The grand final's this weekend.
Mate, it is this weekend. What an upset there was caused on the weekend by West Perth.
Yes, West Perth and Subi into the grand final for season 2018. And to start
Should we get straight into it?
Yeah, to start us off here on the Monday Waffle podcast, we've got a very special guest from West Perth. West Perth gun, Blakey Wilhelm's on the line. Blake, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling going into the weekend, mate? It's obviously been an up and down season for your club, but look, you're peaking at the right time, it seems.
Yeah, no, it's that really exciting and obviously nervous time as well. But the nerves are good, just means something to us as a playing group and obviously me personally as well. So everyone's up and about. The training sessions have been really lively and it's just kind of ticking down until Sunday when we're out there.
What are you expecting for the weekend? Obviously a high intensity match, but how are you going to beat Subi?
Yeah, it'll be a very high intensity match and hopefully a close affair for everyone watching, but. It'll be hopefully much of the same as we did last week against South. From the get-go, it was just that relentless pressure that we brought from the start, and then we managed to maintain that for four quarters, which is something I guess we've been trying to do for all year, and it kind of came together a bit against Claremont and then a lot against South, which put them under pressure, and they probably made a few, I guess, uncharacteristic mistakes for them because they're a quality side. But, it was something we talked about all game and managed to maintain it, which helped us get the win. So we'll need to do that this week against Subi and probably a bit more as well.
Now, Blake, I was looking on the weekend and I actually was watching a bit of the game on television and had to double check when I saw the score, you guys playing South Freo. Now, just 3 weeks ago, you lost them by 98 points. And on the weekend, you beat them by 26 points.
That's a
124-point turnaround.
Quick
now,
maths.
I don't have any stats in front of me, but I doubt that's ever happened before in a three-week period. What changed between the first final and last weekend?
It was really just our pressure. That first game, we were pretty much nowhere to be seen. We put up a bit of a fight in the first half, and then I guess when things started to go their way, we weren't able to stem the flow, and they were just using their good skills and getting out, and because we had no pressure, it was really hard to get back into it, and they were just kind of picking us apart with their elite foot skills, whereas this time we had that pressure from the get-go and we're just putting them on the back foot. So we still lost probably the disposal count I was reading by like a couple of, well, maybe 100-odd disposals. But
yep, you lost by 89 disposals.
Yeah, we're kind of trying to channel that bit of Richmond mentality where they don't get that many disposals, but they just search the ball forward and lock it in there. So it's something that I guess worked for us last week and hopefully this week too.
Absolutely. So it's the first grand final for the club since 2015. Is that being spoken about around the club this week?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously all the supporters and all the old, I guess, Cardies, as they call themselves, are up and about. And we had a bit of an open training session on Wednesday night where they were all down and excited to be back in the grand final. I guess it's a bit of an understatement for them and for us as well. But, it's just something that we're really looking forward to. It doesn't come around too often for a lot of people and a lot of clubs. So, all the boys are just really excited.
And Optus Stadium, the first Waffle Grand Final at Optus Stadium. Are you excited to play there for the very first time?
Yeah, very much so. It's pretty awesome stadium. And I went there a few times throughout the year to watch the Eagles play when I could. And, it's something I'm really looking forward to running out there. I think we only get probably like 12 minutes or something before.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Is it true you haven't actually been on the turf yet as a club?
Yeah, no, we haven't. Obviously, if the Eagles weren't playing this week, we might have potentially had a chance to train on there, but neither side has. So I guess the first time we get to walk out there is, potentially after the Rubens play for about 12 minutes, and then we come back inside and then go line up and we're ready to play. We're both in the same position, though.
Yeah, that seems a little bit ridiculous. Would you have preferred to have had a training session on there? Do you think that would have helped the preparation?
Obviously it'd be really cool to go out there and have a training session and kind of soak it up and kick some goals on a Wednesday night or whatever in at Optus Stadium. But it doesn't really affect us too much. We still stayed at Joondalup and did our training session there. So it would have been obviously cool and everyone would have enjoyed it a bit, but the vibe didn't change. Everyone's still really up and about.
Now, you mentioned just briefly before, by the Rubens playing a bit of the pre-game entertainment. There's a bit of chat around that the Waffle has outdone the AFL with their pre-game entertainment.
Yeah, mate, they Rubens, probably have. The Rubens, that's just, when I saw that, I was like, geez, they've
bit of a coup.
They got a good pick there, getting them to come down. So
yeah, as opposed to the Black Eyed Peas minus Fergie.
Yeah. Yeah. She's now, the main one.
Yes, exactly. Now, have you ever won a flag in your footy career, dating back to your juniors, Blake?
I have won a flag. I won in 2014 reserves, actually, for West Perth. So that was my first flag for footy. But in juniors, I kind of had a bit of a mismatch of a career because I went and played basketball from like under 14s to pretty much Colts level. So I won, 2014 was really one I won footy-wise.
So what are you going to do if you win a league flag?
Not sure.
We'll have to wait and see. Works off next week, I hope.
I'm trying to not think about it too much just yet. And when it happens, I guess I don't know what I'll do, but it'll just be an awesome feeling, I'm sure. And we'll just get around each other for the weeks to come.
Yes, no
That's
doubt.
Key. Now, Blake, we do a thing here on the Monday Waffle called the Fact Check. We're going to throw a few quick questions at you. They're generally teammate-related or club-related, and you give us the first answer that comes to your head.
It's a 100% honesty policy as well, mate, so no holding back here.
Now, first one is, who spends the most time in the gym in front of the mirror?
Oh, geez, Trent Manzoni. That's an easy one. He spends the most time looking in front of the mirror, hoping he's doing his hair a little bit. So, no, that's him for sure.
Big fan of the hair gel, it seems. Who comes back from the off-season in the worst nick?
Oh, geez. Most of us. I'm not sure, to be honest. Who would come back in the worst
nick? Obviously not Trent.
It's not Trent. No, definitely not Trent. It's probably a few of the older boys who haven't had that. Just get into pre-season when we come back. Don't do a bit of the extras, so they'll come back a little bit heavier.
Yeah, the season pros.
Now, coach's favourite saying.
What's coach's favourite saying?
Has he got any taglines he uses generically all the time?
Oh, no, mate. He changes non-stop. We get different quotes of the week and everything like that, so he doesn't really have one, but I guess he just uses our like three values we've got throughout the year, which is professional, relentless and united. Those ones come out a fair bit.
Who, I forgot my question here, Sam. Pick it up for me. What was it?
What's the skipper's worst rev up?
What was that, sorry?
The skipper's worst rev up that he's done this season. Have you got one that you remember?
Oh, no. I mean, it's Blackie's first year doing that kind of stuff. So he's had a couple where he might have missed a few words or something like that. But they've all been pretty good and kind of consistent throughout. So he's a bit of a natural in that area.
And what's your favourite beer?
My favourite beer, I'll probably go 150 Lashes. That's a nice one.
I'm a big fan of the Chancer Ale, to be honest. That's a good one as well.
Okay.
Now, Blake, before we let you go, I haven't kept this very secret all year. I'm a big D's fan, and you obviously sing It's a Grand Old Flag. Now, you did say before you go to Long to Eagles games, but you'll be getting around the D's this week and hoping you can hear the song twice?
I'd definitely enjoy hearing the song before Sunday. That would be nice, but no, I'm an Eagles man, so I do want him to get up, but I guess...
You're no good to me.
Either way, I'll enjoy it a little bit. If Eagles win, I'll enjoy that. If the D's win, I'll get around the song, that's for sure.
All right, Blake. Well, thanks very much for joining us on the Monday Waffle today, and best of luck on Sunday. I'm sensing a little bit of an upset brewing.
Yeah, so am I.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Yeah, hopefully we can make that come to fruition.
There you have it. Blakey Wilhelm from the West Perth Footy Club, kind enough to join us today, right before the Grandy on Sunday at Optus Stadium.
What a good man for doing that. Obviously, big week, probably the biggest week of his footy career thus far. He mentioned he'd won a reserves flag, but...
Interesting, he played basketball his whole life up until Colts level. Mm. Very interesting. Now, anyway, Stu.
Yes.
Monday night.
Yes.
Kyle Horsley.
Big night.
Raging favourite. Mentioned Delahunty a few times through the season as well. I did Lockie Delahunty from Subi. Clearly stole a few votes from Kyle Horsley. Mm-hmm. We've got Jai Bolton, Sandover medalist for the second time in 3 years. What were your immediate thoughts?
I wouldn't say surprised, but like you expected. I mean, Schloth was up in the conversation earlier in the season, but Horsley was the resounding favourite from people that
Shane Nelson from West Perth.
Yeah, there was a lot of a lot of big names there. I mean, Jai Bolton's won it before. It's his second Sandover medal. You can't really be too surprised. He's Claremont's best player, clearly.
Absolutely.
Has had a wicked season himself. But I guess, you know, so often in these situations, you see it with the Brownlow medal. You see it with any MVP count.
Strong teams.
You see it with any MVP count. The best player and the favourite often doesn't get the chocolates and win the medal. So, no, Jai Bolton wins his second Sandover medal. And like you probably said it there. Subiaco, they're a plethora of good players. They've been, you know, stealing votes off each other, clearly.
Yeah.
So,
and interesting enough, I don't know if you know this, I heard that Kyle Horsley took a week off during the year. Obviously, he's a seasoned veteran, played for a long time, played at the Gold Coast in the AFL. Had a chat to the coach mid-season, decided that it was a good time to go to Splendour in the Grass. So, missed a game in the middle of the year.
That would be the difficulty with playing a semi-professional sport. Yeah. It's sort of like you're getting... You're half in, but you're not fully committed. All as my computer makes a bit of noise here. But, I guess that would be the balance, sort of, because you're not 100% in all the time. You don't have those everyday commitments. Like, it's not a full-time gig, so you kind of feel like you can probably take a little bit of leeway here. But at the end of the day...
That one week off could have cost him the Sandy.
And if you are a Sandover medalist in Western Australia, you're etched into the history of this state. So it's quite a big deal when you break it down at the end of the day.
It's interesting, the pavement that goes outside Subi Oval. Mm. What about when Subi gets bulldozed? There's going to be these random names lying around.
Yeah, but I think that'll look all right. It's a bit like with the Perry Lakes Stadium when they bulldozed that.
I stand corrected.
And they kept the clock there. I think it's going to be a nice piece of history for Subiaco.
Absolutely.
You're going to be walking down Roberts Road and you're going to be seeing all the Sandover medalists because it goes back to the 40s and the 50s.
Yeah. So, well, and Kyle Horsley, he'll be a happy enough man if they win the flag on Sunday.
So, yeah. Bolton edged out favourite Horsley by 5 votes in the end.
Yeah.
So, there we go. Jai Bolton from Claremont is a 2018 Sandover medalist for the second time in his career.
Maybe another crack at the AFL, but we'll wait and see on that. Now, Stu, there's been some big stories this year in the Waffle. We've had West Perth almost folding mid-year, being in administration.
And that's probably the biggest, given their current situation, I would say. They've financially embattled. You know, not many people know what to do to resolve this. Big call out to the members mid-season. You know, these sort of situations can often derail clubs. You see it in England with soccer. We mentioned that on the pod. You know, but for them to be able to... And it's not like they've been winning every season. Nah. They finished the season 11-7. They lost in the first final to, as we mentioned in the
South
interview,
Forever, 98
points. They've sort of somehow clicked.
They seem to like having their backs against the wall.
So I wonder what will happen to West Perth in the off season. Will they clear their debts?
Stepped in and helped them out. They're going to be fine going forward, I think.
I guess from the perspective of the league and the footy league, it's such an old league in the state that you can't have a serious, like a mainstay of the state like West Perth folding, and the government needs to step in to save it.
Yep.
Because it would leave the biggest hole in the state for a lot of people, especially up in Joondalup where that's their new catchment area of recent times. So it had to be done, and it's good for the sport. It's great for the game.
Now, also the other big story for the year, obviously Subiaco 18-0, undefeated through the whole season, so 19-0 now with that win in the first final. So they're going for 20 in a row, undefeated season. They've also got a reserves team in the grand final and a Colts team in the grand final. Unbelievable success.
It's never been done before for the Colts reserves and the league to win.
All finish top
and to win the 3 flags. So they'll be making history. Obviously, they've been in how many grand finals in the past 5 years? Almost all of them. And they'll be the first team ever to win the Colts, the Rezzies, and the league if they win it. Are they going to win, Sam? Are the red and blue of Perth going to beat them?
Look, mate, my head says, look, Subi... They've broken hearted last year. They're coming back this year. I think they've played this whole season waiting for Sunday.
You'd be one of the...
I've got a sense that they've got everything to lose.
You'd be... just the choke. Like, you can never live this sort of down. Like, and you've seen it in...
Being described as a travesty by John Townsend in the West as...
If West Perth win.
As if it's like... But you've got to win the grand final. I'm sorry. That's why we've got a final system. You can't...
That's a bit strong from John, isn't
it?
Yeah. That's a bit too strong. You can't really be saying
that. You have to beat the team you play against on the day.
That's not
you don't just get given a flag.
You don't really want that from your head waffle rider from the West, do you? But,
that's
the whole point of the final system.
Yeah. And I like it. I know you're a big soccer fan in the UK. It's a league system. Finish top, win the flag. I've played cricket. over in England, same thing. We won the flag, finished on top of the league. I like the final system. Subi's got to beat West Perth this week. It's pretty simple. They've beaten them twice this season already.
Yeah.
Got to beat them a third time.
And it all comes down to the one day. And it's
that
been
one
the way,
day in September, the famous song.
Yes, and that's how the sport has been run for how many years. So it's not really fair for a team that makes the grand final, especially West Perth having had such a difficult year, as we've mentioned many times, for them to actually make the grand final.
It's a big story.
Ahead of the two AFL aligned sides who have the AFL talent, it seems. Mate, if West Perth win, it'd be one of the best underdog stories in the Waffle of recent times, I'd say.
Mate, absolutely. And we get to hear It's a Grand Old Flag again. You can't hear that song enough.
No, you can't. And I guess from your perspective, as you mentioned in the interview, being a Demons fan, look, how about this, Sam? I said off air that I was going to back West Coast in on the AFL Grand Final, but look, for the sake of the red and the blue, and we're both wearing Demons scarves at the moment for the listeners.
Imperative.
Let's go for the double for the red and the blue this weekend so we can hear the grand old flag.
It's a hear grand it over old flag and over twice. Again. But in all seriousness, Drew, who are you tipping on Sunday?
Look, I'm going to... It's hard to not tip Subiaco. So if you are taking this very seriously and you do listen to us for your tips... tip Subi, no doubt about it, but I would absolutely love to get this one.
Little Aussie underdog feeling. People want West Perth.
Especially, we've had a couple of West Perth players on the pod this year, and we've got to know a couple of them through the interviews. So I'd love to see West Perth get up, given the year they've had.
Yeah, I completely agree, mate. I'd love to see it as well. Think Subi will win, hoping West Perth, with the year they've had, has a win, and that will pick up the spirits of everyone that's involved at the Falcons. But, mate, the last podcast, what a year it's been.
It's been a big year. Obviously, we had
consistent at times. People on holidays.
We had a big crew at the start of the. If you listen back and you hear the first episode, you and I actually don't even feature in it.
Four or five girls.
Four girls ran that one, but
they peeled off quickly.
I reckon by week two they were all out, and it was just you and me. So yeah, no, it's been a fun year. This is probably the closest I've ever looked at the Waffle.
Yeah,
as you would expect, but. No, it's been good. Had a really good time. There'll be new hosts next year. However,
and hopefully they can get the tipping form as good as ours has been at times. Apart from Stu, who constantly tipped against Subi. All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for listening in to the Monday Waffle again on a Friday this week. Big grand final on Sunday. Let's hope it's a close one. And we won't see you again next year. But there'll be new hosts next year for the Monday Waffle.
Yes.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
Cheers, Stewie.
Cheers, Hemi.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.